Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Middle School student council members Hannah Netter, Ashley Unimark, Carissa Rosenboom, and Joy Van White join us on today's program to discuss how students at Pella Middle School packaged nearly 50,000 meals for Meals from the Heartland Monday afternoon. We are here today with the Pella Middle School Student Council, the eighth graders here today, that are organizing the Meals for the Heartland event. And Hannah, I understand you helped bring this event to the school last year, and you're back again for a second year. First of all, what does it mean just to be back here packing meals with your classmates and trying to help the hungry?
I think it's really cool because I know last year at the end of the event, I decided it was something that I really wanted to do again. So to be able to do it again this year, just 1 year later, I think it's really great. And I hope that future years will be able to continue this event.
And this originated in the seventh grade social studies class last year with Mrs. Schultz and now has since gone to the student council. Why did the student council take on this project this year?
I think we all, the eighth graders, all remembered it from last year and we thought it was a really cool experience. And since none of the seventh graders were really stepping forward to write the grant again for their service project, we decided that we would write a larger grant as a big group instead of just one person.
And there's a big lofty goal today. What's the amount of meals that you're going to try and pack?
Our goal is to package 50,000 meals. Last year, with just the seventh grade, we were able to package almost 30,000. And so our goal is with two grades, the seventh and eighth grade, to package about 50,000 meals.
Who are you benefiting with these meals?
We are benefiting not only the people who will receive these meals, but we're also benefiting all of the middle school students that are going to be packaging, because all of us need to see that some people, this is all that they're going to eat. And a lot of us don't really understand that coming from Pella, and also just the fact that a lot of us have never experienced that hunger. So this is something that we really need to experience and to do something good for other people.
I know a lot of them will probably go to Africa and Asia and just really all over, and especially in the places where there are families that don't know where their next meal is coming from.
What does it mean for the two of you on this side to be able to help people from that far away or even in your backyard?
Well, I feel that I'm being helpful to the people that need it most, not just to people that are in Pella or in surrounding communities, but to people who are in desperate need for things that they don't know when their next meal will be or when their next money will come from.
I feel kind of almost surprised because in Pella, we can volunteer, we can help out, but we don't really see all of this that's going on. We don't see the hunger that's happening. And I just feel really fortunate to have the opportunity to have such a good school that we can all come together and make meals for people that aren't just here, but that are around the world. And it's really cool to know that you're helping someone that you don't even know, but you're doing it just to do it.
What have you learned the most, or what has been the most surprising thing to you?
I've learned that just a small act can be a lot of difference, because one meal is six meals for different people, and that takes about 30 seconds, and it can make a huge difference for that family.
I think also just packaging the meals and being with classmates that maybe you don't see on a regular basis, it's kind of a bonding moment for all of us to be able to come together for such a great cause.
And you mentioned another project. Is there another service project you've been working on this year, if you want to mention it?
We're doing an e-cycling grant, and we actually got that, and we are replacing all of our trash cans with some of our trash cans with some new ones, and we're also getting microwaves for the cafeteria.
Once again, those were Pella Middle School 8th graders Hannah Netter, Ashley Unimark, Carissa Rosenboom, and Joy Van Wyk. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.